Hang on a moment. So what I'll do is I'll praise what we've said this far. That this week's Sedra begins about a man who is sold as a Hebrew slave. How do I get from standing at Sinai one minute and then I'm being sold as a slave? And the background that we're not given is a person is sold as a slave only after they've gone through their inheritance and they've been stealing. So how does a person who was yesterday morning standing at Sinai, how do I get to be a thief today? So this week the Sedra changes everything. Last week in the Torah and the Ten Commandments we were told keep Shabbos because God made heaven and earth, and therefore, you know, God rested on the seventh day, so therefore, you know, he sanctified it. You also have to sanctify it. And in Parshas Va'eschanan, in the Deuteronomy where it's repeated, it talks about, you know, God made the world in 7 days, and he brought us out of Egypt. And in order for us to remember that that God brought us out of Egypt, we have to keep Shabbos. And this week's Sedra, we talk about keeping Shabbos because in order that your ox and your donkey can rest, and in order that the son of your maidservant and the stranger can rest. So in this week's Sedra, even Shabbos is about other people rather than about God. And this is really what's happening in this week's Sedra. We're talking about, we've gone from interacting with God to interacting with other people. How did we get there? How do we go from being at Sinai to being in slavery? So the Medrash says, "Ela mishpotim ashetosim lefneim." These are the laws that you should put in front of them. Baboyke nitna Torah, that the Torah was given in the morning. Ube'erev nitnu hamishpotim, and the laws are given in the evening. Meaning it's gone dark. That's the point. It's gone dark. So when we're at Sinai and we're hearing the Ten Commandments, we're in the light. And now, how could I become a thief? I've gone into the dark. So how do we go into the dark? So the Bais Yaakov says that when the Yidden heard the words of God, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, at that moment it became clear to every person that all there really is in the world is God. And you know, the fact that I'm talking to somebody, I'm standing next to somebody at Sinai. Shlomi used to say, sometimes you meet a person and you talk to him for a few minutes and you might feel like you've known this person forever. It's like an old friend. And sometimes you can spend a lifetime with people who are close to you, like your family, and you never feel comfortable. You never see eye to eye. You just don't feel that really you came from the same mold. And so Shlomi said that when we were at Sinai, we stood together in groups, and whenever you meet somebody from your group, then you feel close to them, even thousands and thousands of years later. And you know, sometimes you meet somebody who was on the other side of the mountain, right? We all stood around the mountain. Mm-hmm. So some people were facing north and some people were facing south. We heard the same Torah. It sounds exactly the opposite to me than to you. And so, you know, you can be in the same family, can be your own brother, and yet everything that you learn, it just means the opposite to him, it means to you. Because when we were there, we were facing another direction. The moment we heard God say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, at that moment, everything became clear to us. That that's all there is. That everything that is happening to me is happening between God and me. And that really, there isn't anything in the world but God and His interaction with me. And so, if I'm talking to somebody and they say something to me, then it's really, you know, if my eyes are open, then it's God who's talking to me. If I could look at the world this way, imagine I could look at the world this way. Then every time something happens to me, I see through the event, even through the person, and everything is transparent. The world, the whole world is transparent to God. Again, although the Beis Yaakov says that the fact that it says Onoichi with a Chaf, as we were saying last week, the Chaf is the Chaf HaDimyon, it's as though putting the word like, I am like the Lord your God, as it were, as though, because the Chaf means like, as, because even at the moment of the revelation of the Torah, God didn't say Ani, I, because had He said I, then everything would have been opened up in such a way that there would have been nothing further to learn, there would have been nothing further to see. The fact that the word Anoichi stands for the Notarikon Ano Nafshoi Kusivas Yehovis, I myself have written and given. So God tells us that His interaction with us, even at that moment of the revelation on Sinai, it is like writing. It doesn't matter, it can be the best author, but it's still, it's a description, it's a facsimile, it's a sketch. It's not the thing itself. The Gemara says, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mim Koimoy. Blessed is the glory of God from its place. The Gemara says, Mim Koimoy, from its place, because Mekoimoy, the actual place of God, can't be known. So, the Beis Yaakov says that when God said to us, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, really what was revealed to us is the life force that flows through the universe. And it's still removed a little. It's not the actual, it's not God that is revealed. It is, when we were learning Sefer Yetzirah, we talked about the Elokim Chayim, the concept of God who is alive, that it's God in process, God who's in process with us. You know, that God is not in process. God is eternal and one and unchanging. And yet, there is that interaction that we experience in our life. So that is that's the living God. That's the God in process. So, God as the life force, that can't be known. That's like the place of God. You can't know the place of God. But you can have an idea. You can conceptualize God and the life force and you know that you and I, we are the expression of God's desire to interact. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God said, I am the Lord your God, that became absolutely clear to us. That we are just the will of God in the world. And that every thing that exists is just clothing. It's the levush, it's just a clothing for that will, for that desire, for that simple desire of God in the world. So The Bisyaku says, if somebody, takes something from me, or somebody has words with me, it wouldn't bother me. How could it bother me? Everything that's happening to me, I can see clearly is God, because God is all there is. Everything else in the world that I can see is just clothing of that awareness. So if somebody takes something from me, or wants something from me, or says something to me, it's not that person doing it, it's not that person taking it. Everything is God. So the concept of mishpatim, laws, torts, stealing, don't really exist if we are in anoichi, if we are in the revelation of I am the Lord your God. We could see at that moment we've got no business with anybody else or anything else, only with God. And if somebody takes something from me, then, you know, that's God taking it. Obviously, that's a good thing. Whatever would happen to me, there couldn't be such a concept of something not good happening to me. But comes the evening, Be'erev, when the mishpotim are given, the laws are given, meaning after that revelation is closed down, then something else comes up. Then people start to bother me. Why? Because I can't look through that person to the divine. Why? Because my awareness has something's changed. They haven't changed. The world didn't change. The person talking to me didn't change. I changed. For me, something got blocked. I can no longer experience the world as just an interaction with God. Now, this has been bitter. Yeah. Now I've got. I'm having words with my boss. I'm having words with my neighbor. I'm having, now already. Hey, it's all happening to me. Why are they doing this to me? How come I can't hang on any longer to my awareness? So the Bisyaku says a fascinating thing. Again, here in this week's Sedra, it says, V'nigash Moshe levade el Hashem. Moshe approaches God. V'hem lo yigoshu, and nobody else went with him. V'ha'am lo yalu imoy, and none of the people went up with Moshe. V'yovoi Moshe. This is in chapter 24. V'yovoi Moshe. Moshe comes. And he tells the people all the words of God, and all the laws. And all the people answered, with one voice, they said, everything that God has said, we will do. So Moshe wrote down all the words of God. And he got up in the morning, and he built an altar under the mountain, and there was 12 stones, for the 12 tribes. And he sent the young men, and they offered up burnt offerings, and peace offerings, Lashem Purim. So Moshe takes half the blood and he puts it into these dishes, and half he sprinkles on the altar. Vayikach Sefer Habris, and then he takes this Sefer Habris that he wrote yesterday. Vayikru ba'aznei ha'am, and he reads it into the ears of the people. Vayoimru, and they said, Kol ashedibba Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. Everything that God has said, we will do and we will listen. Now, Sevenishma, the Gemara goes on and on about the greatness of this of this phrase. When we said Nasa Vinishma, we will do and we will listen, that a voice came out from heaven saying, who revealed the secret to my children? This is the kind of language that the ministering angels use. And Nasa Vinishma. On the previous day, Vayoimru, Kol HaDvorim HaShediba Hashem Nasa. We said everything that God has said, all these things, the Mishpatim, these laws, we'll do them. Then in the next morning it was Nasa V'nishma, we will do and we will listen. What was the difference? The Bisyaka says the difference is that yesterday it says Vayovay Moshe Vayesapeh Lo'am. Moshe came and he told the people the laws. Huh? And when he told us, we said we'll do. Today it's the written word, because Vayichtoiv Moshe is called Divrei Hashem. He wrote them down, and he read it. When he read it to us, we said Nasa V'nishma. And the difference is, imagine God had said Ani Hashem Elokecha, instead of saying Anoichi. With the Chaf HaDimyon, if God had said Ani and revealed, what kind of transparency would the world have had? What would have happened to us, you know, to had God revealed himself at that level of Ani? It's unimaginable. When Moshe told us, when he came down the mountain and he gave us the Mishpotim, and he just told them to us, we said, Nasa, we'll do it. Because the revelation that Moshe brought down was at that level of Ani. Because Moshe was able to say over the words that he heard. But when you write something down, it's however good you write it, it's not it. Just like Anoichi is not Ani. So the next day when we heard Moshe read the Mishpatim, it's, we will do, yeah, we'll listen. What does it mean to listen? We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It means to listen. We translate it, hear, O Israel. But really we mean listen. Because it means you have to pay attention. Because it means that part of you doesn't want to pay attention. We don't really want that revelation which comes from the written word. We're hoping all the time for the revelation that we see with our eyes, or the kind of revelation that Moshe gave us when he repeated the words of God. There, our response was, we'll do it. We'll do it, meaning that there's nothing we have to process. Because when there was that kind of a transmission, that Moshe simply said over what God said to him, then there was that kind of reception, that we simply were available. Now that Moshe has written everything down, and it's gone through the Ano Nafshoi Kosivas, now I've written myself. It's not me. You're not getting me. You're getting a description of me. In the same way, when Moshe writes down these Mishpatim, he writes down these laws that God has given him. Now we understand straight away, this is not this. This is something we're going to have to struggle with. It's very hard to go into the written word and to get from it the direct revelation that we would get from the spoken word. You know, when somebody talks to me, what are they really saying? You know, if somebody says, look at me, I'm talking to you, he's really trying to tell me don't look at my face. Don't look at the physical writing. Don't read the writing. Look at me, meaning inside this person that's talking to you is the real person who's trying to communicate. When I say to somebody, look at me, I'm trying to tell you something, listen to me, I'm trying to tell you something, what I really mean is, it's not about my voice, it's not even about my words. There's something inside me that's trying to convey something. I'm, you know, please be receptive, be open. And if we could communicate with one another at that level, then of course it's the divine which is communicating. And we are Yidden, and we say Nasa Venishma, meaning we offer ourselves, that we promise that we're going to go beyond the word. And we're really going to listen. We're not just going to accept the word as it is. We're going to be Nasa Venishma. We're going to go past the word. And we're going to go for the essence that is hidden there, in the sense that when God says, Anoichi, this is like me, I am as it were, I'm writing myself into the Torah, but if you just accept me as a written word, then you'll make an avodah zarah of the written word. Don't make yourself any kind of a graven image. The Zohar Kodesh says, this is the mitzvah saseh, these are the positive commandments. Utmuno, in a picture, this is the negative commandments. These are the prohibitions. I can turn the words of the Torah also into avodah zarah. If I think that they just mean what they say. If I don't understand that every word that's being said to me is God saying, I need you to look past. I need you to look past the word. And I need you to go into it and find out what's really being conveyed, what I'm really trying to say, what I'm really trying to give. And the only way that the Torah can become transparent to God is if I then am nishma, if I start to listen. In this week's Sedra, everything is bein Adam lechaveiro. Everything is between man and man. And that's how the Seder begins. Ki sikna eved ivri. You buy a Jewish slave. How did he become a Jewish slave? He stole money and he can't pay it back. And now the Beis Din says, all right, we're going to put you into indentured servitude until you pay off your debt. Even Shabbos this week is leman yanuach shoricho v'chamoirecho, so that your ox and your donkey can rest, and the son of the maidservant and the stranger can find rest. Everything this week in Sedra is about people. Even God this week is about people. Because the Nasa V'Nishma, the phrase we will do and we will listen to, which is such a great thing that we never hear the end of it, it's also because it's written down by Moshe, not repeated. So, how does the connection, what's the connection? So the Bais Yaakov says, if a person's mechal Shabbos, if a person desecrates Shabbos, then the holiness of Shabbos will somehow find itself. If I take something holy and I desecrate it, the word desecrate means to remove the holiness, to deholify. Right? Where does the holiness go from this thing? It goes and finds a place where it's holy. So Bais Yaakov says, if a person desecrates Shabbos, then the holiness of Shabbos will go and find a person to be in. And then during the week, I will come and I will harm that person. I'll do something, I'll offend that person, I'll commit some kind of a sin and offense against that person. Why? Because Mishpotim follows the Ten Commandments. That's the way the world is built, that we stand at Sinai one day, and then the next day we have to deal with people. And so if I break the Shabbos of the Ten Commandments, which was, I'm the Lord your God who made heaven and earth, and I rested on the seventh day, and therefore you should rest. And if I desecrate that, then this week I'm gonna end up hurting somebody. Because that's the flip side of this. And that's why, you know, the Gemara tells a story about this man who came to Shammai, and he said, I want to become Jewish, but you have to teach me the whole Torah on one leg. So Shammai, you know, whacked him with the stick he had there, this the builder's, the yardstick, and he comes to Hillel. And Hillel says to him, Ma deloch sani lechavroch leitavid, whatever you don't like, don't do to anybody else. Whatever you hate, don't do to your neighbor. That's the whole Torah. The rest is just commentary. And he dunked him in the mikveh, and he was Jewish. So B'Zyakeh says, he's showing him, Mishpotim, the laws, this week's Sedra, which is all about what's happening. Even Shabbos is between people. Not even just people, it's like so that your animal can rest. That's what the level of Shabbos is. Don't hurt your animal. And if you can keep the dinim, if you can keep the laws between people, ben adam lechaveroi, between one person and his friend, then avadi, you'll be able to keep the dinim between you and God, because they're connected. They're connected. You're not going to be able to see your connection to God until you can see your connection to somebody else. In other words, until you can see the God in your connection with your interaction with everybody. And that's how we got from being so high at Sinai to being so low this week that we're being sold for slavery. Because we can't maintain the awareness. That's just the way the world is made. There's day and there's night. We can't remain in a single awareness all the time. But we can get glimpses. And if I look at my friend and I make the effort to listen, and I do Nasa Venishma with my friend, I'll listen. And I try and pay attention to the fact that God is talking to me through my friend, and that really every interaction that I have with anything, the air that I breathe and the food that I eat and the clothing that I wear and the house that I'm in and the road that I travel on and the people that I meet, all I'm doing is interacting with God and God's desire all the time. If I can move upwards through that awareness, then I can also get back to Sinai. And I can hear God say to me, Heshi Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God who made heaven and earth. And part of the problem is, sometimes, you know, I want to steal. Why do I want to steal? Because I feel I can't get what I need. You know, how did it come? How did it come to be that I felt that I can't get my needs met? That you know, I have to chap, I have to grab, I have to steal. We were saying before, if I could be in the awareness of that everything that exists in the world is just the clothing for the desire of God, then nobody can hurt me and nobody can have words with me, because it's God taking, God giving, everything is, you know, God speaking to me. And sometimes, not only don't I see it, sometimes not only do I not see that everything is the will of God and that everything is just clothing for God, I can't see myself as a clothing for God. And then I get into real trouble. if I can no longer see myself as God's desire, then I'm ripe for having some other kind of a master. Then I really don't see myself as part of that process of God, the living God, of God interacting with the world. Then, you know, my sustenance is coming from another place. If my sustenance is coming from another place, so God says, okay, let me put your sustenance through another person. And that's how the Chachamim understand the whole process of slavery is really, you know, the slave becomes dependent on the master. Why? Because, you know, the slave has said, my sustenance is not coming from God. I'm not connected to God that way. If I say that I'm not connected to God that way and I cut myself off that way, then I'm going to need some kind of a master to provide for me. And so my sustenance is going to come through the owner. Really, the truth is always the same. Anoichi Hashem Lekecho, God says, I am the Lord your God. And if you're in the light, this is what you'll see. You'll see that everything that you encounter is me. And when you go into the darkness, you're not going to be able to hold on to that. But you have to be able to shift from light to dark, from dark to light. So morning is followed by night, okay, but it's got to be followed by morning again. And so we'll go from Nasa Vinishma, from we will do and we will listen, back to Nasa. We'll just do it, because it will be clear for us again. Part of the problem is that once we lose the light, then, you know, we give up. We say, that's it. And then, you know, we just dwell in the darkness and then we wallow in it. And we have to go from Nasa Vinishma back to Nasa. We'll do, we'll listen, we'll do, because we're going to be back in the light. I apologize for forgetting to turn on the recording right at the beginning. Zeigebenched.